Blog Talk Radio.
Just your radio. This is the Outsiders. We switching up a little bit. Prayers, Hills, the Outsiders live in Minnesota. Prayers, what you think about the little switch up for the start of the show?
Hey, you know, it caught me off guard. I'm going to let you know right now. I love the switch up. You know, I almost started rapping, putting a little freestyle together for those. Don't know, I do a little something every now and again when the feeling is right. And so I'm pumped up right now. I just had to take a jet over here to Minnesota, man. After that game in Miami, man, I'm a little jet lagged right now.
Yeah, I can tell. You've been a little quiet. For people now not watching the game, it's 2017 Minnesota, late third quarter, and the Vikings are driving. It's been a very dominant performance for the Vikings. Opening kickoff, the Packers fumbled the football. Vikings went in and scored. It's been all Vikings since. Prez, what's your thoughts on the game thus far?
Well, I mean, you know, I was trying to find the screen myself, but Mr. DJM has himself shown offline, so I can't pull up the screen from his name, so I'm a little off right now. But I tell you what, being up for the Minnesota Vikings is big and huge. It's a good confidence builder. And if he can just keep his foot on the pedal, I think he might can come away with a victory. But you don't want to get overconfident because there's a lot of time left.
Well, he's a lot confident now. Just struck out on a 51-yard touchdown pass. The Vikings are well on their way to look like tying the season series up at 1 and also tying the game, tying the record up for overall. Up 18 with less than 9 minutes left to play, that's going to be a tough task for anybody to do, and especially a team that's struggling today. Prez, what do you think? Well, the Vikings, like I said, you've been in and to and fro from the game, but the Vikings have been very balanced. What me and you have been talking about for the last few weeks, if they could get balanced, they might be a team that could knock off DJM, push KT to the limit, being very balanced. This is very encouraging for this team to actually stick to this balanced game plan against one of the two guys in the NFC that they will have to see.
I'm sorry, the back end of your question, you were breaking up. I apologize. Bad.
You're right. I said, how is this should give them a lot of confidence, the Minnesota Vikings, as they're sticking to a balanced game plan against the two teams, against one of the two teams that they will probably have to go through to get to the Super Bowl, the Green Bay Packers and the Panthers. Actually stand balance is what me and you've been talking about, and they have stick to their game plan today.
Absolutely. I mean, in order to get to the dance, you're going to have to be able to keep folks off balance. And by being able to mix up the run, having a good running game, that can get you 3 and 4 yards and possibly do things that people don't expect with the run game. And I won't give you that. If you don't know, then maybe you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I think he has a great opportunity. Now, here's the flip side.
Mm-hmm.
DJM, the Packers know that they're going to play each other again, possibly in the playoffs. Is this a situation where he don't want to show too much? So it's a divisional game. And you know, like I know, just like I told you the other day, when you play a divisional opponent twice a year, it's hard to just keep beating a person.
Yeah. You're right. And, well, let me ask you the question with the question. Do you think the Packers will maybe like, okay, if we win this game, fantastic, but if we lose it, it's not the end of the season. We already took care of business at home, and we might probably going to see each other once again, and I might not want to show everything because it's probably going to be a third matchup.
It's a possibility, but I don't know if he's Machiavellian enough for that.
I agree.
You know, I don't know if he's able to really think that. Not, because that's really, really looking down the road, and he doesn't look like a person who, you know, the Packers are not afraid of anybody. They'll pick on anybody any day. So whether or not, you know, I don't know. I don't think he's the guy to say, hey, I don't want to show too much because I'm going to see you down the road, because at the end of the day, you know, he's out here.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we're going to quickly step away from the game just for a second. Well, not step away. We're just going to look at some other topics. If you just join us, this is the Outsiders. I'm Hill, and that's Mr. Prez. We are in Minneapolis. It's very cozy here where they got us. The fans have been very fantastic to myself. Prez got here a little later after his dismantling of the Chiefs. They've been very great hospitality for us, the Outsiders. They really enjoy us. They really love us up here in the Midwest. And I can dig the Minneapolis vibe up here.
Absolutely. I really enjoy, the Prince Memorial that we went to.
Oh, yes.
And the people were just so awesome and so nice. And, you know, they treat you real good here in Minnesota. It's real, real warm and cozy. And, I might have to come back and bring my family here for vacation.
Yeah, I agree. It's a place that you must see, but we're not going to harp on that. It's 35-17. Packers are driving, trying to score before the end of the third quarter, so they're still fighting to the end. And the rivalry game, you would expect nonetheless. But we're going to look at Week 13. Week 13, I talked to the producer today, Prez. We will be in Boren, Indianapolis, Indiana, in Lucas Oil Stadium in Week 13. Saints travel to the Colts, two playoff wild card teams competing in two different conferences. What's your early aspect for the Colts, who haven't lost a game since they took over the team, because the team was 0-5 when they first joined the league?
Well, I've heard that NBC may be flexing that game and going to New York. I'm not quite sure exactly. They're still working out the details on that.
I think it's the flex with depends on the Giants and Patriots are playing now, Fred. The producer just told me that they're playing now, and if the Giants win next week, that they will probably flex it, because Eagles and Giants will probably, it's a division of games and conference. We like to try to keep the games with the same conference. So you're right. Good job of picking that up. But it all depends on if Will wins today. What do you think? You said the Patriots last week. Do you still feel the Patriots going to win this game against the Giants today?
I mean, listen, I expect off the ball one thing, and that's win out. And because I anticipate that I possibly may try to play spoiler, but I don't know if it's a situation for me to play spoiler in Week 17. So he may be getting a force. I don't know yet on that situation, depending on everything else. So as far as this game here, I believe in the Patriots. You know, I spoke with Austin Boss earlier today, and he tries to play the game. Oh, you know, I'm one game at a time, and he's a tough opponent. Right. You know, saying all the right things. Right. But in his heart of hearts, I think he feels that he's going to go in and beat him out. He didn't say that, but I just feel that's how he feels, because that's how I would feel. So I feel like in some respects we are the same. So I expect him to beat the Giants 41-24.
I agree with that, the first assessment, but I look back at the Giants, and I said this yesterday when I had DJM on the show. The Giants are a team. You don't like watching them play. They're ugly. They're like watching paint dry. But their defense is stiff, Fred. Their defense don't allow guys to just go down the field, march down the field. They muck the game up. They slow it down because they know their offense is not going to score a lot of points. The Giants' defense can easily dominate that Patriots' offense that sometimes gets very lost in the shuffle, Fred. So that's my only concern. When the Giants know, we'll know he has to win this game, because Clemmie is running away with this division.
Listen, you know, speaking of that, this division, it was disgusting to watch that Cowboys-Eagles game last night.
Wow,
and
I didn't see it. I did not see it.
And when I tell you, all the hopes, all the dreams hung on the shoulders of that man behind the helm, Tanner Woods in Philadelphia, and he did something that he is accustomed to doing, and that's just choking. He let the city down.
Wow.
He let the team down. And now they're done for the rest of the season, which tells you one thing. Tanner Woods' MVP was all bogus, and Clemmy deserves
wow.
to win this division.
Wow. Wow, Priv. So you're basically calling that ward a fluke, a flumsy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Priv, I just want to update you on the game. The Packers just dropped a huge interception. It was a tip pass. Three Packers dropped the football, and the Vikings punted the football, and it pinned them inside the 10-yard line. That cost them approximately 70 yards in field position by dropping that pick. You just can't do that in games like this, Chris, in this magnitude of a game.
Absolutely. Being able
to
capitalize on the plays that come to you, you got to make it happen.
Yeah. I am stunned. And the Packers, big hit there from the Vikings. But let's look at a little bit of week 13. There's 5 minutes, 30 seconds left, and the Packers is trying to come back. They score here, Prayers, quickly. They make it very interesting. But let's go back to the Tanner Woods talk. Because a lot of people have been rumbling around the league that the Tanner Woods MVP, Aaron Rodgers felt like he should have won it. Jaquez Spencer always feel like that he could be the guy that wins it. Jameis Winston is scrambling, ladies and gentlemen. He passed the midfield 45, and he steps out of bounds. They are driving, Chris. And the Vikings fans, if you can – I know you feel it just like I feel it. They're getting a little nervous right now as the Packers are starting to get a little groove on offense.
Right, right. And if DJM can capitalize on here and then come back and get a three and out, the pressure will mount so high that the pipes will burst. I will predict that now. If he scores here and gets a three and out, the pipes will burst, the city will collapse, and Minnesota fans are going to be in the uproar, and their team will let them down. And as far as that MVP situation, Jaquez Spencer, yes, felt that he should have received it, but what was really disgusting was Mr. Christoph Patrick didn't even get any nods for MVP, and he almost put up 70 touchdowns, leading the league in touchdowns. So Mr. Christoph Patrick said, you know what, I'll do one better. He has about almost 40 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. He said, I'll get it this year because they robbed me last year, and I want to give big ups to Mr. Christoph Patrick.
Yeah, I see that Mr. Patrick is shattering all kind of numbers. He's only had 5 interceptions. He has limited the turnovers. Amazing. Him and Mariota's are the only two guys with that few of interceptions right now. Packers are driving, Fred. It is first and goal at the 5. If he can score within the next 2 plays, it gets real hot in here, and I'm not talking about the lunatic nor Nelly. It's a football game again.
Well, I was actually about to take off all my clothes because I see this little cheerleader in the back. She ready to go. Hello, somebody. So we need to get this 15 minutes out of the way because here in Minnesota, they seem to be bout it, you know, a little old Master P. Reverend. Hello, somebody.
And let's just ignore all that. Pick 6, Minnesota Vikings, 95 yards, and the Vikings will win this game. You can't turn the ball over in the red zone, inside the 10.
Who picked it off? Was it Elam?
It was a linebacker.
Was it
Elam?
Was he white?
No. He was. Well, he got all the sleeves out of purple sleeves on. You can't tell what he is.
It was probably Elam, the guy that I traded to him many seasons ago, and I feel that was the worst move that I ever made. on the in the Dolphins organization. Crucial clutch guy, as you can see there. I'm pretty sure I don't even have to watch the game to know that if a play was being made by the linebackers, he made it. I'm sure of it. That speed, his awareness, his play recognition, off the charts. So, big ups to Elam. Big ups to the Minnesota Vikings to exercise the demons, but this is just the beginning. Will you be ready for the long ride? Hello, somebody.
Go ahead and try to check in with that Patriots and Giants score. We're going to get one of our reps to try to do their jobs for once, Chris. You give them a hard time. Sometimes I get a little aggravated with them. Not like you. You're very disrespectful, very, very
foolish
type.
We're live right now. We're live. Can you please get the damn sack?
And right on cue, the bully prayers comes right back out. They got family prayers. That's all I'm saying. They have family
prayers. Listen,
listen,
I understand they have family. We are in a tough economy. But listen, this show is already great. They're not going to come in here
right.
and try to make us great again because we're already great. They better fall in line and build to what we already doing. Hello, somebody. Get
faster, more efficient. Well, we got a quick look in. It just kicked off, just underway. It's scoreless because they're just underway. But the Patriots' offense is moving down the field. So we're going to see what Jimmy G is going to do against the Giants. I really wish Will was streaming this game. I think it would be more entertaining. But it's a big game. Will has to win this game. He has a few tough ones up. He got Smooth, then he got you. I think he's eyeing you, though, Fred. I think Will is circling week 14.
Well, he can do all that he want to do. He better keep his eyes on the road because if he falls victim to this game and then falls victim to Smooth, I'll be looking at our opponent.
Yeah. Now, Fred, it's week 13. You've been following this motto. I've seen your stadium. I've seen the locker room, one step at a time, one breath at a time, one second, whatever. The one mantra speech that you got going on, one step, one breath, one second, one game, whatever.
What you also know is that we also have a song that we play every morning when they get in the building, and it's step by step, day by day. Hello, somebody. I won't give you the rest of it, but that's how it's called.
I don't want half a house nor a full of house. Hello, somebody. That is terrible. But you have week 13. You have the Bengals. They're hanging around the playoff wild card spot. Like I said, they have an opportunity. They're hanging around. You have a big game with them. They're at home in Cincinnati. He's not going to be an opponent that you're going to have to chase down to finally play the game. He's obviously going to be ready. He's 5-6. This is his season, Prez. What type of atmosphere, fear, is you are expecting in Cincinnati, knowing that everything is on the line for this team? They have to win this game. What do you
expect? And that's why, you know, I'm going to shock a lot of people at what I'm going to say right now. That's why I expect the Cincinnati Bengals to come out and be fiery and come out and be ready to go and focus and come in and make plays. But at the end of the day, that atmosphere in Cincinnati will be very dim, sad, and dejected because what the Miami Dolphins will do in that stadium, we will remind people of Randy Moss when he took it to the goalpost against
No. Come on, Fred. Are you expecting to pay that type of fine?
Yes.
That's what you're telling me.
Yes. It's been written. Hello, somebody.
Wow. I have no other. What are your – you just hung up a 50-burger. The Dolphins haven't been dropping too many of them. Let me go ahead and ask you this question, Fred. You're undefeated. So for the people that don't understand, it's not about Fred being a co-host. He is actually undefeated. Well, Prez, let's hold that thought. We have the defending reigning Super Bowl champ on the line. We have about 5 minutes. Let's go ahead and grab him online. What's going on, my brother KT? How you feeling?
Can you please turn the radio down?
KT. KT, brother,
can
you hear me?
Yeah,
he's...
Hello?
He's,
okay, there you go.
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
What's going on? Sorry about that. They have my theme music playing in the background. You know, if we are the champions.
Wow. That's temporary now. That's an old timey hit.
We are here kissing babies still.
KT, I want to let you know we'll be sending you a ring here in a few weeks.
Wow.
Oh, you got my promise?
Excuse me?
You got my ring promise?
No. I'm gonna send you one with a Dolphins logo on it. Because you deserve it. Hello, call me Future.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hear
now,
you.
Now, KT, I know you've probably seen a little bit of the game. The Vikings is doing a little number on the Packers right now. Are you impressed with what you've seen from the Vikings, or are they still just the baby Vikings that they have been for the last 5-6 years against the Panthers?
I just see it as a division opponent playing a division opponent. And usually when that happens, stuff like that happens. I mean, I've seen it happen millions of times. So I just expect next time DDM to show up.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what Prez was kind of saying. It just sways that way. You drop picks, you fumble the opening kickoff. Those type of things happen, but they only happen when you're playing your division opponent. It always seems like a person you're playing twice a year, they cause more turnovers, they cause more flags being drawn, a lot of emotion in the game. So it's nothing to be drawn into that. KT, you are...
I must say real quick that the DJM killer is over in Minnesota right now. So I know he played a big part in this whooping that I saw going on today, Mr. Sutton himself.
Wow. Now, how often do you, and I know y'all was real tight, y'all used to take a lot of pictures and a lot of quotes in the post game. Are y'all still in a respectable friendship, or y'all not communicating right now?
He will retire on a one-year deal, a Panther, when it's all said and done. He always holds his place in history over here in the Panthers organization. He was here during the tough times and the best of times. And he will have his statue outside our arena.
Wow.
He's one of the best wide receivers to ever play the game.
Now, I
guess he can have a statue outside of Carolina, but just know this, that at the end of the day, the greatest of all times reside in Miami. Jacquez Spencer, he has 224 career touchdowns. I believe Sutton, when he left Carolina, he left with around 130. So, you're right. It's Jacquez Spencer, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, T.O., and then Sutton. So, yeah, he in the top five. So, you're building statues for the top five, good luck.
Wow.
He also brought a parade to the city of the Carolina, you know. He brings that bling bling, ching ching.
When
you call Spencer, sometimes you don't get no ring when that phone rings over there in Miami.
Well,
wow.
It'll be, you know, we'll be having a parade on South Beach this year. You can count on it.
Well, I mean, I didn't think Tennessee was going to host our championship parade in Miami, but thank you for wanting to be a gracious host, Fred. That lets me know you have a real big heart and that you are going to do a very good job with the catering services. Now, Casey, let me ask you this quickly while you're on the show. we're looking at your schedule down the stretch. It's going to be very ugly. What is it? You got the Falcons twice. You got the Bears. The Colts is kind of new. They hadn't lost. And you got Wade week 17. And that game probably won't mean much because you'll be far ahead and clinch the number one seed in the NFC. What is it, what's your message is to your football team to close the season out with such a soft schedule?
As of 2 weeks ago, let me put something out there. We were just coasting along, just hiding in the shadows. My team really wasn't motivated to get up and play these games. But with all the talking that's been going on in the past couple of weeks, we want to show everybody now and let them know who runs this league. So, from now on,
let me ask you a question,
every week we come up, go ahead.
So, are you taking it back? I'm going to kill you, or no, he might not know. Are you taking it back to Crush Rule when Run got up on stage after Russell disrespected him, and he said, well, when I say whose house, you say Run's house. Are you saying when you get to that stage and you say whose house, they're going to say
Run
KT house. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because it's been too much talking. And when we come out on the field now, we come in and shit everybody's lights out. So tonight, it's going to be lights out in the NKN.
Well, that's not breaking news. Let's stop.
It's not. Because they like to shut out Jesus ago. I don't know. That's why they got a new dome. They build it now.
Wow. Now let me ask you this question, Fred. Falcons, Bears, Colts, Falcons, and the Saints. Will any of them cover a 35-point spread? Answer this question. Yes or no? Any of them cover a 35-point spread?
Man, the Falcons won't cover a 50-point spread.
Yes or no, Fred? 35-point spread. Will any of these teams cover?
No.
Wow.
You're very ridiculous.
Look, I got to put it out
like,
there,
like, that is one of the questions that you wasted the time and the people's time with. Come on, stop, man. Stop. Like, the Falcons are a joke. He's a good guy, good dude, loving to death, but – you know, I said the Texans was the worst team, but the Falcons may be the worst team in the history of Madden.
No,
wow,
I understand that.
Cut his mic.
I've been saying that. Now everybody will be awoken, be on witness to this.
Cut their mic. They're out of line. Thank you, KT, for coming. Well, KT, we're gonna let you. We got 20 more seconds with you. KT, anything you want to share to the league because you feel like you've been disrespected, you can – the floor is yours.
I actually didn't have much to say. I actually was going to call you earlier, but my protege, Mr. President, already mentioned it. I was shocked to wake up this morning and see that the Eagles lost to the Cowboys after all that talking. It seems everybody gets on this show and runs their mouth, loses the next week.
I'm going to say this quickly. You just come on the outside as you feel good. The world can hear you. Your peers can hear you, and you feel like you can say whatever because that's what we allow you to do. And people are writing checks that they can't cash. Hello, somebody.
Well, you can't get a hello somebody because we don't even know what you was trying to say. It's like he was muted. So I don't know if you was trying to say the ass can't catch. Hello somebody. You're absolutely right. I also want to say something before the show is over with. It is astonishing to see bleeding all over the place. I was walking in the grocery store and slipped on some blood on aisle 9. He needs some help, and he needs it fast.
We got 10 seconds on the show. Thank KT, Fred on the show. Bleed, you better come back on and apologize, brother. That playoff is slipping away. You got the Cardinals tonight. We'll see what it's all about. It's all about the UE. We're out. Terrible right now.
Yeah. That nigga's bleeding out fast right now, boy. That nigga was on a high note. And then
who he beat? Who did he beat the day before he came on here? Let me go back. Who did he beat?
I don't know.
Dallas. Jay Will. That's who he beat in the week before. Because he was talking about 500 yards. He was like, throwing 500 against Dallas is nothing.
I just want to say, if I had Christoph Patrick at the beginning of his four-year career, that nigga would be the all-time lead touchdown pass. Hey, that shit.
I don't know why the Texans just let him go.
Yo, and I picked that nigga up for $4 million. Nigga, that nigga was playing on a $4 million contract fucking with me, nigga. I had him for four seasons. I paid that nigga $1 million each.
But see, the thing is, though, Fred, I seen him in free agency that week. I mean, you know, that season, right? And I hate the Texans, though. And I was like, I know he signed his player because he had put, you know, he was one of the first ones putting the check. Done resigning. So, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. He running league, so he know, you know, he better get your player signed. So I go text him. I'm like, yo, you didn't sign Patrick. And he's like, nah, I didn't want to sign him back. I was like, what? I said, you could have traded him and got a second round, a third, something back for him. Because I seen his attributes, and I was just like, he just needs to be with a better, you know, somebody that's going to use him. And he let him walk, Fred, for nothing.
He wanted 100. He wanted like 120.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't resign.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see that. But no.
He ain't had no money.
I had Marriott. But see, the thing, yeah, he ain't had no money. But the thing is, you can manipulate them contracts. If you had him as a predictable player, for one, and two, if you want a 120, cut the years down to 2 and 3 years and offer them what they want. And maybe you can have some, you know, cap space in the next 2 or 3 years. You don't have to give them 6 years, 120. Give them 2 years.
You don't have to tell me, nigga. Nigga wanted 140, nigga. I said, we're going to settle with 4 years, 80, nigga. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that Mariota wanted 160. He wanted 120, 130. I gave that nigga 3 years, 75 million. Yeah, we're going to flow with three.
I gave him 4 years, 80. He was happy. I was happy. We dodged the bullet. I'm like, I understand contracts, right? So, but this Madden is going to be a little tougher. This Madden contract, especially with the fact that, you know, you got that you know, it lets you know if he's a superstar, normal, slow, like in OTS, our trade calculator is pretty much the same, but we take into account if you are a star development player, right? So it's kind of cool, like we already ahead of that one. And our shit is, we do take in the fact that the need and want factor, right? So let's say you blow me up and you want to play a real bad and you want to give me 2 first-round draft picks, and I know it don't add up on the thing, but we're going to try to get it. I mean, we're going to try to get it close, but what happens is when you try to get it too close, you lose interest in the trade, right? But so if you want that, and that's what you want, and you can show me that this is something that you truly want, and you done played, and you play your games, and I know you're not going to just disappear, I'll let you have it. But it got to be both teams, got to be folks who play their shit, because I'm not going to let you have nothing just stupid and ridiculous. But I am going to be a little more lenient to the stupid shit that you want to do, because I find it funny, because some people feel like they can build that way, right? You know, that making trades, some people feel that's what they need to get their team done. And I'm like, if bitch want to give me 2 first-round, if bitch came to me in OTS and said, I'll give you 3 first-rounders for Odell Beckham, I'm going to take that 3 first-round just because that's like real football, right? Odell Beckham, you really want the first-round pick and you want to give me your first this year, your first next year, and the first after that? That's real football because RG3, the Rams still paying for that nigga.
Mm-hmm. Like, the one thing that's going to be scary with doing these deals is not – we know guys that's active. We know how they've been in this match. But we know how quickly they checked out when they start getting their head – that their heads handed to them. That's the only thing with this new man, because a lot of them boys, everybody excited for it. Oh, that match 17, fresh start, Okay, 3-13. Okay, well, that's the first year now I got my draft in. 4-12. 7-9. Might start checking out. Next year, going to see how really, you know, how strong they are.
I don't expect the 305 niggas to check out just because them niggas talk so much every – that's how I – they won't. Yeah. You know, I think niggas going to start checking out in, like, June.
That's a full man run, though.
But to be honest with you, if Ghost Recon come out in March,
cool.
I mean, Ghost Recon, if that shooting Tom Clancy game come out
in March.
Oh,
okay.
You might lose some. Because I think what kept this man going, there was no games out. Like, literally,
yeah,
this is like the first year. There was nothing that you wanted to go do outside of that.
Precisely, man. Yeah, because 2K ain't really enough to carry your interest away from a connected franchise.
I'm down with 2K. The problem is they waited too late to do 2K. Right? Like, I was over 2K in, like, January.
They didn't have enough people that was going to play enough games, though. Like, you got to play games on, like, it's not like football. You can play 3 games in a day. They want to play 1 game today, 1 game Friday, 1 game Tuesday. Wait a minute, bro. You got to play more than 1 game a day. You got to play at least 2. And Cavs weren't doing it. They could have still won it, I think, Chris. I think it was still at a good point where it could have still, you know,
it was just late. It was late in the game. Like when 2K come out on the 13th and we start a league first of fucking October, you'll get niggas to play the games. And what happens, too, was you only play the nigga one time. Like, you want to play your friends more than one time. I know you want to play everybody in the league, but you at least want to play the bitches that's, you know, at least twice. Like, I almost feel like we should do an 82-league season and say, hey, we got 3 months.
Yeah. But how many games?
You know,
well, how many games? It's 90 days in a month, 82 games.
That's a game
basically,
a day.
Game of day, get in between your Maddens.
Like you say, like Colin, that nigga had like 20 games in. That nigga was playing this shit.
Yeah. He had 20. I had like 16. KC had, me and him had the most at the beginning, but we just stopped playing because everybody that was after, we had already played. Everybody else, they wouldn't.
Listen, I'm down to do that.
What's that score? Let me check this score real quick.
I'll tell you what, though. And this real nigga shit, I'm going to kill y'all niggas in madness, I promise.
So you going to kill us, bro?
You going to get it both ways, nigga. You going to get it in OTS, and then I'm going to see you in UE. I might be in one of your divisions in one of them leagues. Greatness is only
what I tell you about Will, though. Will go ugly this game up, bro. 3-3.
What's the score?
3-3. Late second.
Yeah,
we're going to muck it up, man. We'll play good defense. He just is offense, man.
I'm a watch that game later when I come back from this meeting. I'm smoking this blunt. I'm going to be late. Oh, I got to take my iPad with. But, yeah, let me tell you something, though, boy. I enjoy beating the shit out of the Chiefs. That nigga gave me the run around. This nigga texts me at 11 o'clock and say, yo, I'm going out of town. I'll be back. What the fuck? No time, no nothing. But so he texted me at like 4 o'clock. I went home. I was chilling with my little homegirl, and he was like, she not a little homegirl, but I was chilling with my homegirl. Can you play? And he was like, I'm like 20 minutes. You know, this nigga texted me back. Cool, like it'd be time to get home. Nigga, you just asked me, can I play? And I tell you 20 minutes, you say, cool, that give you enough time to get home. What the fuck you texting me for?
Hey,
I was gonna put 60 on the nigga, but I didn't know what the threshold was for points on the nigga.
Oh, no. I told people, I don't mind you putting up 60, because Casey don't put on 66. It's just, don't hang the 70 and 80, because it comes to a point. It's over. 80, it's simple. 60, nah, go ahead and hang 60 on.
Well, OTS is only the strong survivor, nigga. We like Jimmy Johnson. We got the Jimmy Johnson mentality over there.
You don't want us to score a stop.
Now we do have. I am gonna put a compassion rule, right? Try to have some compassion. Now, if you beat the shit out of a nigga, you got 60, 70 fucking points, and it's 3 minutes left in the game. Fucking put the fucking 2 o'clock on and get that shit over with.
Yeah, because that's how people.
You know, I do have a compassion rule, but if the game flow like, for an example, I could have easily put up 80 points on the nigga, especially when he started going for it on his, like, 10 and shit. So I don't even have to travel.
I said, plus the run around. Yeah, I might have hung 60 on him today, bro.
Yeah, I was, but I was like, nah, because he couldn't do shit. And I'm like, nah. That little rookie, though, that Duncan nigga I drafted, that nigga, if that ball hit his hands, he taking that bitch.
Sir, hey, I know we're cussing right now, boy. He just got a fingertip kick in the end zone.
Who Austin
I know we're cussing. Yeah, I know we're cussing, no, boy.
What the?
How you not open? 10-3, now it's 10-3. God damn. Come on, Will. I really want him to beat Austin, man. But the thing is, Austin and Tristan going to make the fucking playoffs, so that's why I'm not going to play the nigga in week 17.
But see, what you think they're going to make the playoffs, I'm going to tell you this. It just depends on how the coach. Cause like I said, the Browns ain't making it, so that team going to be eliminated out. I heard them shut all their losses. So they're going to be 6-10. Somebody going to at least be 7-9 to beat them out. Tristan might fold down the stretch, but he punished the Chargers, though. That AFC West, man. Whoever played them in the first round, they got a cakewalk, man.
The Chargers are cheap, man. I won't play him.
He said he let you off the hook, Fred.
I won't play him because he was a division winner.
Yeah. Let's see what
I'm going to have this bye week, you know. Once when the bye week gets secure and locked up, I might just go on auto, but I don't know because I know I want to beat Austin, but I don't want to have to see him 3 times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be tough, but just believe me, boy, I'm going to be ready to whoop some ass for show.
Oh, that's a little weird about Lord Jupiter still.
What we'll do? It's 10-10?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Game of the week, nigga. Shit, we should have been in. Where that game played at? In New England. We should have been in New England.
Look at Austin trying to block a field goal again. Ain't nobody cleaning, yeah. Bro.
He offsides?
Nah, Will held the ball up. So he jumped back.
Listen, I hope that nigga jump offsides on me. Because I'm accepting every fucking penalty, nigga. And if the nigga get booted in the playoffs, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
And if he get booted in the playoffs, it's not going to be no coming there crying. Well, it's the playoffs, man.
Listen. Ken them let that nigga off the hook last season. He was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, you know like I know that it's 2 seconds left. In the four, mm-hmm. Going into halftime, it's 8 seconds. It might have been 8 seconds. You know that you fucking punt the ball regardless. It's fourth down. You know that. Like, that's been the rule all fucking Madden in every fucking league. He goes for it. Granted, he didn't get it. He was trying to run the clock out. So they suspend him, but instead of suspending him in the playoffs, they suspended him the first 2 games of the regular season. I say, y'all be letting him get off the hook.
But see, that's what me